단체에게도 스스로 퇴주를지 이만한 가다님 비상장 단체 나로 된지 되어 용도고 주비 선지시 공모를 보지 않다 집에 장교바로 지원님 비 선바 장교조도 투시받을지 되 선바를 쇼 간시 선바를 자유 최철인 반에 전주선비 쪼발한 주비 흉대니 쇼와라 쇼와치발라 레우주비 나네 레우제바 선댕기 레우제 대라양다 선내 공수 제바시비콜라 다신양반이 공바단 다신 제와 공수 니예비 나네 다 다신 제와 공수제 다신 제와 공수 대라양다 다신 제기비 중생다 다신 제와 무엇이와 신인다 디나니다 제고역 중생의 공을 시했습니다. 아니 다 다신 제와 공수 대라다 심탄도 나마다 안 다친진도 다신 조치비 중에 되는 예발 제거가 담바스다 나는 사실로 신도 되는 동보 신 단도로 와서야 되다 가서 공도 쉬었음 바지 조 신 단도로 와서야 되다 가르쳐 버렸으되 라는데 다 라는게 라나 진진디 제바이나 안 딜라 때네다 라니라 친데다 제와 치마라 동아 뭐 용결했어 점센들라 때네다 가르쳐 버렸으되 되게 쳐라더니 신 단도래네 다 신 생전에도 참아되네 다기 르나 신체네다 친진기 로데 야네야도 곰네드네 신게 동아데 랑 숭고래 스다데 조 신단도 나와지 엔디리 마타 카르시월스디니 다 친진 도와 신다 다나 속에 단다바다 소속의 르데라 간다르 제반진네 다 세네니 십베 슈진보 신네 델레드네다 지금 짐바 슈진 뭐 제거라 어데 다 짐바데 도고 그래스 다 짐바데 도고야 전생 카르세르니 딘데기다 다 친진긴 짐바 델레테니 엔 단다바다 마서 컴슨 코안데라 아니 야니야도 찬니 다 거의 등아 뇽데 거레스 점센 들었는데 다 친진데 더고 거레스 어디 내지 쳔다 드린 다 친진 더고 여기 거든 마셔야지
So listening with the motivation of bodhicitta thinking of all sentient beings with the who have been our parents and so thinking now we lead all of them to a state of complete liberation, state of complete enlightenment. So with this kind of motivation that we listen to these teaching is given on the Bodhicaravatara, a text presented in 10 chapters, when in chapter 8, the chapter on meditative concentration. Within that, within the actual explanation on how to meditate on meditative concentration, there are two aspects which explains one which is equalizing self and others, and one which is exchanging self and others. We're now in the section on exchanging self and others. And within that, there's first a brief explanation of this practice that basically gives the reason for practicing, why we need to practice exchanging self and others that have been explained. And then there comes a detailed explanation of this practice. And within that, there's first the general way of exchanging self and others, and then training in the practice with regard to specific antidotes. And then how to act once we've meditate on exchanging self and others. And so we're in this first section, the section of the general way of exchanging self and others, which has four sections, four points, which I explained. First is taking the place of others with enthusiasm. And then the second is getting rid of self-cherishing. The third is the defects of regarding oneself as more important and the excellence of regarding others as most important. And then why it is necessary to practice in the fourth section. So when we saw the first, that is the taking the place of others with enthusiasm, that we saw that how it is harmful for us to grasp at the self, to cherish ourselves, and how beneficial it is to cherish others as much as we cherish ourselves. So this is the kind of attitude that we need to develop, and by taking the place of others, by cherishing others as much as we cherish ourselves. And now we come to the getting rid, the second section, getting rid of self-cherishing. So this in this section it explains how actually because of cherishing the self, because of self-grasping, we've been experiencing suffering in the samsara. We've been circling in samsara, experiencing suffering from being in less time because of this self-cherishing, because of grasping at the self. So therefore, this is something that we need to abandon, and that is something we need to get rid of, and that is what is explained here now.
That sozo ge lue de la da tanda ba do pe shene an lue de la cha ne da de la tene karin chung war se de an in jiba mambo dunga mambo yong war se pe na da tse de la san da na sozo ge lue de la pe shema shu chim chi ye ba ina an in chi drum da shadow se de ta mbo soja chung chung din ge lue la so ta ba ina ya an de la tra ne ji ge ra da odigi dunga yong war kar se na de so kar se an lue de la chen sin shu chim bo ye bi jun sen na tene da an de la tene dunga yong da sendela ina da chi mbo chung chung din ge so ta ba ina ya an de la ji ra da din ge che da o din ge ta ta na dunga chung chung din de la nga son ji ge na a dunga chim bo de so da tan ji ge ya de da she gong ma se de le la sang ge da dunga de so o din de da sendela san da ma ina le de la chen chen shu chi ba che ba la de ni ni ta na so ja chung chung ji ge so ta ba ina ya de la ji ta che ge se an de che wa chi ma le ina ya da le de la shen ba la de ni an de ji ta dunga ma bo chin yo ge se o de la tene da anso chik te chik sozo ge nanchu ye de nyenge kansa shi na a le de la da na shi ta ne a de la dawar che go res dawar che go re ma de de la chaba dan shen ba che ri ma res a de da la anso ge da chaba su kan che go ma ra sozo ge dawo de la ka de ne kon ro ra bu che ne pa chik dawar ro che go re ma da de la chaba ro che go ma ra o de na shi a le de la tene ra na sen de da che wa chi ma la dunga ma bo yung yo res o de ne da dawo na shi res
So it is explained here that because of our attachment to our bodies, then we're terrified by even little things like bees and meat flies. So because of our attachment, grasping at the self, our attachment to our body, then we experience a lot of suffering in this life and in the future, in future lives. And we've been suffering in samsara because of that attachment that's grasping at the self. And we see that because of this attachment that we have for our bodies, even little things like little flies or meat flies or mosquitoes and this kind of insect that create in us a great amount of fear. And this is because of our attachment to the body, because of this strong grasping that we have, then we are in fear just because of small kind of causes of pain or unease. And so this body of ours is the occasion of so much fear, both now and in future existence. And so because of this grasping, so we accumulate also a large amount of negative karma that would lead us to experience a great deal of suffering in the future as well, future in this life and future lives. And so says what intelligent person would not resent it as the worst of enemies. If we look in terms of people, if there is someone who is constantly harming us, constantly threatening us, causing fear and pain in us, then this is someone that we see as an enemy. This is not someone for whom we have any kind of attachment, or but it is someone that we treat with aversion, with anger, we react towards with anger. So it doesn't make a sense, therefore, to have attachment to the body, which is the cause of all this fear, of all this suffering. But instead, we should hate it instead, like in the case of a person. If there is a person who harms us, who creates fear and so on, gives rise to fear in us and so on. This is someone we consider as an enemy, that we hate, that we treat with anger, and that we don't have attachment whatsoever for. And so this is the same, should be the same with our body also.
That the sendela ya dunga dine yongur she sa da dina shin chi ne rang ki le da la chin sin shu chen bo ye ba yi na ngon chi wa chi ma la rang la ya dunga yongur re dina shin sendela so cha shen da na ya dunga ma bo chi so ge re sa da de kan de che bol se de pe na rang ki le de che ba dang kon bi dunga ani se ya ki che do de so ya ki che do da so cha nya da cha da ri da ani pa long la so ba ma bo chi se ne ngon de ki chi rang ki li son so ne da de ki sha sa ne kandara dine che gora. Da di dikwa dila dine chewa chima rangi dik nami dunga nyongu yara. An chen dila socha shenda diso sene, da diso la dunga mambu chitren lakunda. Dina xin luyen dila chen zin chene chadongi dunga chaya ki chedo, ane yang shida dana dine ki senje mambu chisene. Digi da baba la soba diso rangi luy la kwenye da peche tango yara. O dine chene kandara luy la chen zin chebi ki junsen la dine. Ane chen dila socha shenda la yang nyewa yungu yara. Chewa chima rana yang da dunga mambu yungu yara. Diga na shini da lue la chenzin chini kashay karache warasidi langa la gu ne mi shenda ge da chala de son chochum chiyada ও দিনে গে আ আন্দরে মিগে ও মাম্বু সাগর দা তো সোমা জো কারে লু তুরস দি রাং কি লুই দা চেনসিন চেনে দিলে তেনে দা লে দি সো তেগা দসো ইউ গরা ও দিন দে ও দিলে লা তেনে দা দুঙ্গা ইউ গরাস
So because of this strong grasping that we have at the self, because of this strong grasping we have at the body, then we create a lot of suffering, we experience a lot of suffering ourselves, and we also kill a lot of other sentient beings, and will therefore experience a great deal of suffering in future lives because of that. If we look, for example, because of the discomforts of, for example, hunger and thirst, then we go and kill animals such as fish and birds and so on, deer and cattle, in order to eat and to sustain ourselves, to nourish ourselves. And because of heat and cold, then we kill also a great deal of animals in order to wear their skin and so on. So because of this grasping that we have at the self, this cherishing of the body, then we we kill a lot of other sentient beings, and we will experience a great deal of suffering in future lives. And also, for the sake of wealth and position, because of this grasping of the self that we have, because of this attachment to our body and so on that we have, then we strive to accumulate wealth and a good position and so on. And in order to do that, then we go as far as committing severe negative actions.
Da dina shi mi lumbo kashi pe mi kuba kashi kare che wor sidi rangi da top da dina shi juje long shi thaya gi che de ni rangi pa da ma ya si gor es da di kare cha gor sidi dina la pe na jabo ma che das jaga gi jabo ma che da gi de ni kron ka aba de da se se ra o di chi tho da go sa gi che da se shen yo che de ga na shi jabo de che zombo rangi ama se ni da dine che na ga da Totan Kosaki, that didn't change that. That didn't change that. This was some Nangamoki drum, Login Nimbalora, that thing so in a young so Chihakunda, Totan Kosaki, and his Soso Pinja Sene, Soso Pinja in the Sene, that Kandara Dilichin, Legachunda, the Dinashi Pama Sea, that the Nashi, and Soso Trobot in the Sea, and Soso Zayulama in that Dunya, or the Nichik. This is so courage chowers, and he ran a changing shooting by Yubi Junsen at any, and he ran a top down cosa, Jude Longe, and Toyagichet. What did he change that? What did he do? Then I seen that Kashiki courage over the Sanjela Suba, Kuncho, Sungi, Kozenam, Shivan, was Sonsochen, and Kunda that Chick Tonga Nimba to so Pella, Nangamoki, Nimba Yadia to the Tinsama, Chowdi. Any Gumba no Kuma Jada, Dina Shinda, Gumba Gornada, Joazoni, that is Samama Lenny, any Tongi Chalano Sunday, Dig Tongjanda, or the Samakanda. That Diva Chambo Sagura, there's a so carrel towards the ranch in Zingi. Shimba, what did it in the ladies of Sagures?
And so we see some extremely misguided people, and some people who are kind of a stupid, if you want, that, would go as far as to kill their parents for the sake of wealth and position, because of this self-cherishing. Then they would go as far in their ignorance and their stupidity as killing their own parents in order to secure their own position, their own wealth. Like there is the story of the king Ajatashatru who killed his father, or the king Udayana who killed his mother. And but there's also those are the kind of the stories of in the past, a long time ago. But then if we look in around us today, also we can see that this is the kind of thing that can happen. That people, in order to secure their kind of position or wealth, then go as far as to kill their own brothers or their own family in order to get to a certain position, or to kill their friend in whom they are in business and so on, many such stories. And so, or we see also people who steal the things dedicated, objects dedicated to the three jewels, such as, you know, old tankas or old statues. People go in Tibet, you know, and steal from the temples there in order to sell them after that, in order to make money. And the reason for that is because of this self-cherishing. And so because of thinking of themselves and because of this self-cherishing, then they go and do these extremely negative actions. And so as a result of all those negative action, then we will experience incredible suffering in the hell realm, in the hot hells or in the cold hell, and there's been this enormous amount of suffering that be experienced there because of those negative actions done on account of our self-cherishing. And so say that prudent people, or kind of careful people, those people who wish to be happy, so prudent people means people who know a little bit what's going on, basically, who are aware of things, who are a little bit knowledgeable about the, have some insight into the situation, then wouldn't grasp at their own body. Because this is because of the grasping of the body, because of the self-cherishing, that we accumulate all these negative actions that would result in incredible suffering. So therefore, those people wishing to be happy, who have a little bit of understanding of the situation, then wouldn't grasp and cherish their bodies.
chiki cheta ta nganzo le nyemba dine mabu chisa gara ta kareche gara sudi ani di cheba ina ani tsendeshi nyinga la dunga mabu yungda o di inde da lu inde la chenzin di paane din drana shi ta nida kandar chik dangwar chego gara shiengda ina ya ta zo kareche gara sudi dini chenzin shuk chenpo de paaya ki cheto ani lu inde la pa drana shi ta go gara si ani sewe longche la so di so ani chik kandende chine da lu inde la chete chaya yo mara shiengda ina ya ta nganzo che tu di ya lu inde chik chodo yagi ten to la da lyso den chotoba chego la o din de da lyla kanga manche ya da chi sadong ge dunga ani chot yagi da de ne gi chi cher ma do ya zimba shu chen bo de che ne da de che do ma zo tanda kong do she ba na shi ju ze long ji ji xian ni chuo ba da de na xin ni xian da so cha ma bo se ya la so ba da de na xin ge da pa ma se ya la so ba o din de ge da le di so ma cha we chen zin shu chen bo ye ba de ne yong da da de ne gi chen zin de pa de chi nyu ru tan tu yagi to she la de ne ne Lindala Chinsin Chavaina, that the Dunga Yundu, Tene, Yanayando, De Colani, Sanotangores. Madoya, Dranashi, Damar Chegores, and Chiang Condon of Sani, and Tilchi, the Negogues, Timbaina, and the Nodora, the Condo, Shiana Savaina, and Rana Savaina, and the Condor, Condo de Giordis and Jumdores, Casson Condo Cheson. Within the Drano Tagores, the Pes, Shanja de Panur Tang Toshe. Dalachi, Condor Shanja de Coyamara, Chinsinde. O dina shi che lu le ba xian jia de bang gu res, dina shi zha de dong wan shi dang gu res ya de xian jia pa niu dong ya de ma de ya kong ru jie guo ya ge ge jia ma res, ma de ya ji zha na shi dong wan jie gu res de ya a wo da de kong ru sa gu res de tian de wo la, ni kong ru sa suan yin na, ran ge lu le kong ru sa wei ge sa wa le de ge ge wa de su mei ba suan ma zhe sa da duo de su lai ngan zu kong ru sa wei yin na ni ge wa de su jiang dong wo res xing da, o di ni da. Sen mebige ni mobola kondo sani gewan jongu yana ani sen yebige kanzala da kondo sana do gewan jongura odi indi kanda damar chegor se di pa dala shencha meba na shinchin pa chenzin di ani nyuru nyuru tango uras
so this The source of all this suffering, present and future, is this body. Because of this self-cherishing that we have, this strong grasping we have at the body, we experience all this suffering in the present and in the future. So this body should very much seen as a dangerous enemy, and should be treated accordingly. That means that we need to see our body as an enemy. So that is as a way to not that we should inflict any kind of hardship on our body that are kind of useless, but then for us as a way to practice, as a support for our Dharma practice, then it is good to see our body as an enemy. Because at the moment, the thing is that we have this strong attachment for our body. We have this strong self-cherishing. And because of that, then, as we saw, then we accumulate all these negative actions. You know, when we do those negative actions, like we harm others and so on, and we do all this is because of self-cherishing. So we have a strong amount of self-cherishing in us. So in order to kind of somewhat decrease that, diminish that, then we need to, it is useful to look at our body as an enemy. So to have this kind of an aversion toward our body. But then again, here we are not talking about having anger for our body, towards our body, because as been explained before, anger eliminates or sweeps away kalpas of positive actions of merit. So this is not, we're not talking here about getting angry with our body. But it's more because we have this really strong attachment to our body, this strong self-cherishing, then if we look at our body, if we consider our body as an enemy, that would help diminishing that. If we have this kind of a sort of aversion toward our body, that would help decreasing this grasping we have at the self. Because, again, I mean, anger is not getting angry with our own body. We're not talking about that, cultivating anger or anything like that. Because even, as it was said before, even to have anger towards earth or stones or rocks, said to be extremely negative and to destroy a huge amount of merit. So this is not what is addressed here. But it's just for us as a... in order to help us practicing the Dharma as a kind of support for our Dharma practice, then it is good to look at our body, to kind of have a sort of aversion toward our body and to consider our body as an enemy in order to decrease this kind of self-cherishing that we have.
Dada shen yin no ni shen la zuo che wa yin na, ani yun den kare yore se de, dada ni ma degi jun yun di shen da. Dada shen du kare she gore se de, dini shen zuo che gore se, dale chan shen zuo che ne. Ni dagi jik dewa dan, dina shen, da se gwe la sobo, da tsama shen la pa tre, shen ki dunga la sobo, tsu len go gore she gore. Dada shen gore, dada ni kare ten gore se de, kasi sozo ge jik se dan kwe longe du zo tsama, ani shen la tre, she wa yin na. Ani nge kari sago gores, nge kari kuyango gores. Ani nga la chik lonchwe dan, da kanya meba chalo gores. O di indi da nge ge dewa dan, di na shingi, da gewa, di na shingi lonchwe la soba desu. Yen te tu samare, tine da, digi nga zola. Senna lo dende yungda. Da maa chawa dende tine gora, nga ki chala desu, ani yen te shawa ina, nga rong la meba chalo gore, tine. Di patre ma do ya ge, senna lo de, yungde gora. O di yungwa ina, अनि सेना देला तेने मुझो चेवा चिमा ना ता इदा इन इदा की ने सोले चेगरे देना शिन शाजा अनि जुंबो देन देन जुंबो ता शाजा से आदेसो मांगा चाव करे चाव अनि चिक ट्रिमा चिबु की दा लुइन सो देने देने शाजा सिंबो से आदा वदेसो मांगा चाव ट्रिमा खला की ट्रिमा ले देने दा लुइसो चो गुने देने दा जुंबो से आदेसो मांगा चाव देने चाते वरा वो दीगे लुइले हैं वरेस जेना लॉन्चे दांदे सामा पा ट्रे मातो ने सेना के सु डांडों जिंदे आया रहा वो दिन नमी ना देने इधर डांडे ना शिन शाजा अनि जुंबो वो दिसो के नेस लेता चेनो वर्स.
So now we come to the explanation of how actually if we consider ourselves as most important, there's a lot of kind of shortcomings associated with that, and how it's not a good way to consider things. And how actually there are great number of qualities or excellence that derives from considering others as most important. So this is what we are going to see now. And so first says that, well, basically when we are concerned with the welfare of others, with the benefit of others, then we're supposed to kind of give to them, you know, whatever is helpful for them. So food or clothing or belongings that we may have. But then if we do that, then if we give those, then usually what we think is that, well, if I give those things that are mine, then what is left for me? What is left for me to, you know, to eat or to wear or to, you know, to enjoy? It's not, I can't give all my things. I can't give my, you know, my merit and so on. It's not something that I can do. And, well, we need to be aware that this kind of attitude, such a self-concern and a self-centered attitude, is would be the cause for rebirth as a preta in the preta realm, or be reborn as a sent eater, jungpo. Those kind of demons, then, who are just because of being avaricious, because of this stinginess, then as a result, as a karmic effect, then we'll be reborn as a jungpo or as a preta.
chik chala de su tre mato ya ki sena de yung de gara de yungwa yina ta di luse de kandar nre yike luse res chek da tsulu la tan dre se di chidang ganso nre se ya de ta chik tis chik ngenban rao la se di tis zangwan rao tsi gara odo yin de ta rang chin zing la teni ani sena mambo che ni shena pa chala tre mato ya ki luse de ani nre yike luse rao di ngenba res ta di yu ne kare che gara se de ni rang ki kasi chik khala saya da ani gyo kanyan rao chik gyo lon rao kare yina lonche de so kasi ani shen sen jen de so la matre ba yina ani chik sen jen de so ge de kare yin rao la lonche go gare treni ba ani shen sen jen la ba shen den la ba shen la ba zo chik treni ani chimba tang shawa yina ani sen de dang jawa chima la yang ta de chik mambo jawa chima la yang lonche mambo chung gare se shen da o di yin de di ni ki lu tsu de ta sanje dang chanju senpa de so ge ani chik lusun rawa res, o di ta lai ki chulu zambo res, lusun zambo res chingda. O di indi ta kanda dada shen nik nani, shen zo chi ni rana, chik chala longche, chuzi ngobo kare yoba ina ya. O di chik shen la pa jimba tangdo ki chik sanu, tongsi na yana ya gonggo res.
And so this way of doing is the way of the demons, he said. So we talk here about demons as opposed to the gods, and in the translation doesn't come out, but then in the root text it says that the so the here the so this this self-centered attitude is the way of the demons, and this concern for others is the dharma of the gods, or is the kind of activity of the gods. And so here, so demons and gods are opposed in the sense that demons meaning, you know, it's more like negative kind of, you know, negative kind of being, and then gods would be like more positive. So in that kind of sense, here they are used, and so this attitude of self-cherishing, this strong self-concern, self-centered attitude is the way of the demons, and so would lead us to be reborn in the lower realm and then experience a great deal of suffering. Whereas if so this is the kind of attitude that even though we have that, and because of that, so we accumulate all these negative actions, then we understand that this is something that we need to kind of abandon, and instead cultivate the kind of attitude of the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas, that is that thinking more, well, if I keep things for myself, then what would be left for me to give? So to kind of develop more and more this attitude that is motivated by the concern for others. And so all those acts of generosity, which are the source of great happiness and joy for us and for others in these and future lives. And so this is the excellent ways, it says, of the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas. And so this is how we should train instead. Because of self-cherishing, we'll experience a great deal of suffering. Because of this self-cherishing, we commit all these negative actions. Whereas if we have this attitude of being very much concerned for others, thinking, having, you know, this kind of thoughts, oh, if I keep this for myself, then what would be left for me to give? How can I help others, you know? So this kind of attitude, which is the attitude of the Bodhisattvas and the Buddhas, is the cause of happiness.
Odi mugi chimbo yun de dini karichir se de jabu kurongi da panzo ne ye ke chala de sama dini mimon de zola pa jimba tani. Mimon de zola da pa tre ne dini cheres. Mimon de sama da tsone, sebares. Ani tamala da jabu kurongi chik sayagi da ne tre kong yores. Ne tre kong se de da mambo kang yomara. Nima chik nying suma da pache dangu ye jomara tre kong. Mambo yomara. Odi mato da sama, chala sama da chik yose sama pa jimba tani tre zares. Odi Treshadi ta ne tre kong yaba diyan, ani tama dila rang sanje jik dila peyo diyo, dini kong dila pa pyusha res. Di pyusha di dini karicha res di rang sanje di zunru ki, ani charba po ni. O dini chini ta, ya lungba di ki dini muge tsama meba chini, dini shinga la nodo tsama chaya. O dini chini ta, lungba di ki muge tsama meba chini, o dini chewa res. O dini ta, di karicha kundu, jabo di ki kanda lungba di la, Rangi chala juzi tsama chik mimona pa jimba tangsha gura. Di tangyi ki ta jimba tangyi ki njebala teni, ani tsindila chik ranja, ransanji tetan tene, dini zunru ki chapa pone, lungba teke muge tsama shine ko dechi tosan. Ani jewa chima na ta ko jimba jachembo dine tanga ki, ani geza dila teni ta jewa chima na yang dina shinchene ta longche chembo tanga dechi ta yungu yora.
So as we said, then this when in terms of if we consider others as more as most important rather than ourselves, then this is the way to produce like happiness, or this is the cause of happiness, of cherishing others more than ourselves, of considering others as most important. This is what will bring about happiness. And there are stories that illustrate that, such as the one given here of there was a king called Brahmadana, and so in his country that there was a great a famine, and because no rain fell for 12 years, so they had almost nothing to eat. And the king, in his generosity, then gave everything he had in his treasury, he gave to his people. But then when it came a time where it was empty, and he just had this bushel of barley to eat, so it's not much, just maybe a day or two of barley to eat. And that small amount of barley he had left, then he offered to a Pratyekabuddha who happened to come to this place. He made the offering, and as a result of this offering, then the Pratyekabuddha, through his miraculous power, produced rain. And as a result of the rain, then all the fruits and crops start to grow again, and then the people get to have something to eat again, and the famine came to an end. And so the king, because of his attitude, was completely turned toward others, concerned with the welfare of others, then as a result, then experience the happiness, well-being in this life of seeing the end of the famine. And also in future lives, it is said that he was also, again, extremely rich and in a very good position again as a karmic result of his kind of altruistic attitude. And so, in the story that we see that the king actually gave his last portion of food, so basically he gave his life almost for others. And so it is said sometimes that, you know, we talk about giving our body, and also here it is said that how actually to give whatever we have to others for the welfare of others would be the cause of our happiness in this life and future lives. And so we may think that's a very good thing. That's an excellent thing to do, and so start to give everything that we have. But then, if we do that without having been without having trained ourselves in that, without getting used to this kind of attitude of cherishing others more than ourselves, of considering others more important than ourselves, then when we've given everything that we have to eat, for example, and then we come to the point where we start to be hungry and thirsty, then at that point, then what happens is that we may very much regret what we've done. And say, oh, I shouldn't have given all that. I should have kept, you know, at least that much for me to eat or to drink. And so, this is because we haven't been used to eat. We haven't trained enough in that kind of attitude. And that is a very important point. We shouldn't then give in this way, get kind of excited, if you want, by when hearing those things that actually you should give everything you have for others, and this is the cause for all the happiness in this life in the future. But then if we don't have this capacity, if we haven't trained ourselves, if we not got used to this kind of attitude, then what will happen is that if we give everything that we have, then we'll come to, when discomfort will come, we'll come to regret what we've done. And so the positivity of the act would be lost. So it would have been better not to do it than to do it and to regret. So, therefore, it is important to train progressively in that, to in order to develop, to increase our capacity to give everything that we have and to go as far as being able to give our body and so on, like this king, when he gave his last portion of food, even though that meant that he gave his life because he was to die having nothing else left to eat, then he did that without any kind of second thought, just without any kind of regret, but just without any stinginess, without any regret, he just gave for the thinking of others, with this kind of motivation, with this kind of attitude, being solely concerned with the welfare of others. So this is the attitude with which we should be giving. We should giving without any sense of stinginess or attachment to our belongings. And so this is extremely important, to be aware that we need to actually train ourselves progressively in this kind of in developing this kind of attitude, in this kind of practices.
Da chö karisung ur sede dine jidangge longchö siya dira da nimbo yo maris, ko tenbo shira yo maris. Chik longchö siya digi che tong da nganso diba mambo sago yore, longchö di tenbo kanyo yo maris, senro ure, zonro ure se. Ani karichö ur sede da suso la longchö yo ba di pecho tongne. Chik digi geza dugo ure se, da geza kandis dugo ure sede. Ani ya sanje da dina xin chö, gendun guncho. Dina xin da suso ki zayu lama dine la, ani choba piugo ure se. Dina xin da me pe chobo, trambo gure la da ba. Jimbatangores. The Nichawaina, a launcher de chick, payaba, and dick pendoyaba, payaba, and the humorous. Tim Mayimba, that the gas chick, launcher mambo sunny, chick to make a launcher showina, and dig diba mambo sagre, sending that the launcher can you mean dawda, then I shin launcher de, and ya chuba pishawina, pen chamberes, mambo shield, didn't call Lansan chick, ah, that one inside a tinny. Tangi chuba puyagi, that corona besha de cesara, did some at that, and that. Chik lama dele pisa manoa region do tene tsama dene lama dele piercing da tene pisa de tes jela da ko ma doja da nana do de tene ko chik saya da da des tsama da chik nyoya ge pesha yomara tsama pisa da ani kon jaba che a da pia de pesa ndo da nga nge da kare che wore ne chik kala de so kare nyo gore tene jaba che ne lansa mama kundin do ne nga besha de mano ra che tagi nga des chik nore tsane se ne shuri seng da odi na shi yongore da kandan jaba che gara ma ji diso ko de chi u de shu yi yin sa de ne de ne ji so zo ge de la de ngue gon rin du me do ani ji ta che che go ma do de ta che ma je na de ne ji ma bo ji pe chen bo da de ne she go de an cha ba ma je ji jin ba na ma bo tang ka che an de se je la ka nga tre go de so zo ge cha ba che go da de ne ma yin ba so zo la ji ka ze ye ba yin na de ji ka ze ko pa tan di se na me bi do ne ka ze tan tu go do ta ne Nanti senang dalam dunia tak cik terima tersiram itu aja. Jangan kita tenang yang pasal dalam pentol itu digerak. Ina cik senang tu nih tak cik coba bayang dalam dunia. Jimat ayam dekat pentolnya yang gue marah. Odi ini. An senang mebet tu nih cik. So so gaya coba bayang ina ini. An cik jimat ayam ina ini. Cik kanda senang mebet dek kecik boleh matu. Ngobo dek tak cara dek sama teriak dek mampu teriak dek tak. Ninga cik gue marah. Odi kanda cik senang mebet tu nih cik jimat ayam dek coba bayang dek kecik boleh. Mata ngobot tak si pesa ini tangga manjung ke dege kece wayo mas.
And so we need to kind of train progressively in that in order to develop our capacity to give more and more, so as to be able to give our, if we go as far as to give our own body and so on, and so that is a crucial point that because for example if we were to kind of to make offerings and then you know, when we hear about all these teachings and when we hear here that, you know, how important it is to develop, to cultivate generosity, to develop this attitude of concern for others and so to give everything that we have for others, that is, we may feel a bit kind of excited by it and thinking, oh yeah, that's a very good thing to do, I really should do that and, you know, start to give away everything. But then, it's like, you know, in this story where the someone, you know, that, you know, felt, you know, really inspired and then go to this lama and then offer almost all the money he has. And then when he goes back home and then it's the time to go shopping and to buy some food and things like that. And, well, he has no money left. So he really start to, you know, regret what he's done to give all his money away to the lama. And it's like maybe that was, you know, that was not such a good thing to do. That was a mistake, I think. And and regretting his act, and then go back to the Lama and say, "Oh, I'm sorry, I think I gave you a bit too much, and I think I need some to buy myself some food and things like that," and, you know, try to get some of the money back. And so the thing is that we need to, the point is to offer without any sense of stinginess, without any kind of holding on to our things. And it's not so much the amount of offering, the size of the offering that matters, but it's more this attitude of being without any trace of stinginess or still kind of grasping at our possession. And so this is the thing that we need to develop. The size of the offering, how big it is, it doesn't matter so much. The main point, the key point in this attitude when giving should be without any kind of holding on to the offering, any kind of stinginess in this way.
Deche, dine rani ta dunga meba ta dewa toya ki che to ani shen senjin ki lyudan longche la neba che sha yin ani nyawa la che gres dunga mangbo nyong res sing da yen senjin ki dunga tra ne ni dewa toya ki che to rang ki lyudan longche la neba che sha yin an de la de ne ne ko ngon do la de mi ko mo ta ba ta ta tu sanje ko mo ya ta tu res pe na da cha ki tön be ani lyudan longche de sa ma shen la ba jin ba ta ja jum sen de la de ne ni kong san che sha ba ra so de ni da kang da da shin ni ki no ne yen den zo che ba yin na an de ne yong go res
so say that so if for the sake of escaping from suffering and in order to gain our own kind of advantage and then we physically harm others or we destroy their possessions, we will later have to suffer in the hell realms. But then if on the other end, then for the sake of dispelling the suffering of others, bringing them to happiness, then we harm our own bodies, our own possessions, then we will have all the qualities, and we have on the kind of a temporary level rebirth in the higher realm, and then ultimately be reborn, attain Buddhahood. And this is how it was for the Buddha, who gave away his own body and all he possessed, and that is how he achieved the state of enlightenment.
Ani that's also rani chik pe su sambo da dena chi ri ani ri pe sambo ta ri si de ngzo chi ri zangen se ya de mi ri zangen se ya da ri ji zangen se ya da de ani ta de san shira yo mar ma da na ngbo ta de gi pe ko kar se lu se de pe chim bo ya mi de ani ri thon bo re se ya da ri sam bo re se ya da ri zangen da ni kan da o de ni shu chim bo yo ra de na shin da so so la kon bon se de da so so gi wo la le ga chi ni ani o de ni ge chi mi Tega nang shing ta long shi qingbo yunya ki ta ndepan rabo dine chi. Kanda mi shenda le chan su su ya top tang go sa long shi kante ne mi shenda le ching towa dine nde deba yina. Ndela dine chewa qima la ngenro ki pe ri na zu ngenba. Ri na ya ngenro ki ri ngenba dine. Zu yi na ya pe ngenba dine. Adi nang shing chi ne she ju le sana tona pe lumbo. Pe kanya ma she dine. O dine ki ri su la ane che gore se. Ta diso tsama kare chang do sene da chinzin ke ani lo de la teni ta rani pe sambo da rani pe thombo da rani longje chembo rani shene cha da chaba da phaban de de gara da chinzin de la den o de che wa ina ni che wa chima la rizu ngem ba ke da chik den ro pe ku ba den de ke ni so le che gres
and so it says wanting the best for ourselves, wanting to be the most beautiful, the most important. It says also in the Tibetan text the best kind of a rik, which is like caste, which is not something that is so much of a kind of a concern nowadays, but in the before in the it was something that was quite important that people would want to have, you know, a good kind of a position from birth and so on. And so having this kind of concern, wanting all this the best for ourselves, all this will lead in the next life to a birth in the lower realms. It will give rise to an inferior condition, meaning that we'll be a servant to others, we'll be unattractive physically, and stupid, and so on. So that is the result of those all those efforts that we make in order to secure the best for ourselves, the best position, the best situation, to be so concerned with our physical appearance and to have all those thoughts of wanting to be the most beautiful, the most attractive, the most this, the most that, then would result in the next life at the in the contrary, and basically of having an inferior condition, of being unattractive physically, being stupid, and so on.
That deep passion of Pogores, Penarani, Zuzambo, Riji, Sambo, Dina Shin Longe, Danda, Combo Mambo, Yaba, Shenejan, Rani, Flabba, Dede, Lodi, Shen Papone, and then Shen is a Tama, Shen Senja Tama, Ranejan, Jose Longe, Tokosa, Condene, Jig, Flabba Pandedevaina, Debaki, Lodi, Yuanina, and then Rani, Jeva Chimala, Dendro Lad, Mi, Combola Jenny, and then Fly Umbo, Mi Umbo, Fly Jabo, the Mi Jabo. वो दिन के जवान लेने दिने संजय शंदा देशों के राना कुर्ते दर रिंडोस ता कुर्ते दर रिंडोस दे राना सो अने रोबा चिया दान दिन हिस जुझिया लांचे ट्रेयर ला सबा वो दिन के चिक पुसुम सबा यंदे मावो ची थोरेस.
And so instead, what we should do is to kind of transfer this kind of concern on others, that we should want for others, we should want them to have the best. We should want them to have to be the most beautiful. We should want others to be in the best of to have in the best of their position. And if we do that, then result would be happiness. We'll experience for ourselves happiness. We'll be born as kings, or in the human realm, in the god realms, and so on, and all the qualities and all the honor then will come our way if we have this kind of altruistic kind of motivation of wanting actually all the best for others, not for ourselves, but for others.
That dina shin rangi da dewa dhuya ki che do ni senjen shen da rangi yola kor ni yola kor se de dan dra mida yora pena manzo ki ani ji mi dinde yola kor ya dina shin da dindro da tanda wo yinaya sozo ki shenya ki chede ta yoko wera o dina yi ki ta senjen da minda dine ta kanda yola kwe ne en rangi tenyong da wo dine kwe shawe yina en di ki namina dine jewa chima rani mi shenda ki ta tenyong dine eni ki jewa lengu yandu o dine yungu res per na di kande she wursi di tanzi ma sinye yinju ta tanzi ma sinye di ki se de murongi pugu de lo tru tenpa murongi koba nana la ta dere se shengdo wa di deya ki jumsen karu se de dine chewa ngama chiko so da mi shenda shi la ane chupomba kong chik shesh se ne da yoko ne o di yoko ya di ki namin la dine ane koba nano la pugu de sa lo tru tenpa la ane chik nyago ya ki namin dine chunga la yasa o di nang shing chene da kanta di do pe nyinga cawa renda wa karu se na chupomba kong shesh se ne yoko sha di ki namin la dine ta dine ke chik dunga jirumbo dine nyongu guya nando dine pe nyinga cawa chagunda
So if we enslave others to our own interest, to enslave others means could be different thing. It could be enslave other people, other human beings, or to have people serving us, working for us, or could be animal also, cattle and so on. And if we then as a result of that, then we will have to experience the painful condition of servitude in our next lives as a karmic ripening of that. And a story, an example that's given in order to illustrate this is that there's this woman called Jack Zinma, and she had to she's been pregnant for 6 years. She kept in her womb a child for 6 years, and she had to undergo this this difficult situation as the fully ripened effect of forcing someone to carry a pitcher full of water. And well, we may think that maybe it's a little bit difficult to believe. I mean, 6 years of carrying a child in the womb as a kind of a result, karmic result of just asking someone to carry a pitcher of water. I mean, carrying a pitcher of water is not, you know, it's not such a negative act to kind of order someone to carry a pitcher of water. But then again, as we mentioned earlier, the law of karma cause and effect and all its detail and how a particular action give rise to a particular result is something that is beyond our kind of understanding and our reach, and this is the domain of the wisdom of the Buddhas. And so this is something that we need to also to kind of remember, that there's many ways, even though this seems to be kind of disproportionate, kind of but however, the way the law of karma cause and effect works is beyond the reach of our understanding.
And if, on the other hand, then we labor for others as though we were their servants, then we will enjoy mastery and leadership in our next lives. We will be prosperous and happy, attended by good servants and helpers. So that is the result. So we should rather serve others and always be their servant with in any way we can. But then again, when we say that, this is something that we need to also train ourselves in progressively. We shouldn't, you know, reading that and being enthusiastic about it, just start to, you know, always serve others and in this way, because maybe this is something that we might be able to do for a few days, but then after that we may start to regret a little bit. And the reason is that we haven't completely abandoned self-cherishing. You know, all the kind of grasping at ourselves, all the cherishing ideas that we have towards ourselves, then all those are still present. So because of that, then we won't be able to completely, fully devote ourselves to others. And so that is why we need to train ourselves progressively. So training ourselves progressively in, on the one hand, so helping others and try to do that as much as we can according to our capacity, and also to reflect how harmful this self-cherishing is. Reflect again and again, meditate in this way, reflect again and think again and again how harmful this self-cherishing attitude is
how it brings us just suffering and problems. And in the and so at the same time that we try to help and serve others as much as we can. So those two going like kind of hand in hand, like practicing both, you know, together in this way, increasing, developing our capacity to act in this way. So basically, to sum it up, then all the happiness that we experience in this life and future life come from being concerned with the welfare of others, and all the suffering and that we experience in this life and in future lives come from cherishing oneself. So, of course, there's much more that could be said on that, but then there's no need to actually to elaborate further, the meaning being, this essential meaning as being explained, and in order to, as it says in the text, there's no need for lengthy commentary. In some ordinary beings think only of themselves, and without resting day or night, they work exclusively in their own interest. The only result they reap from this is suffering both now and in the hereafter. So in this and future life, the only experience that ordinary people have is suffering in the samsara, in the three realms of samsara, as a result of their self-centered attitude. Whereas if we look at the compassionate Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, then they are free from any selfish concern. They work for the good of others alone. And in this and future life, they know only happiness, for they perfectly accomplish their own and others' benefit. So there's just the experience, Bodhisattvas, Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, because of being solely concerned with the welfare of others, experience this extraordinary, this special kind of a superior kind of happiness that is comes from that, and accomplishing their own and their benefit and the benefit of others. And so we don't need any kind of lengthy kind of explanation on that. Just to understand it, then we just have to look at the difference between the Buddhas and ordinary beings. Ordinary beings just are concerned with cherishing themselves, the suffering in samsara. This is the only kind of result. The only thing that they enjoy is the suffering of samsara. Whereas the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas, being solely concerned by the welfare of others, enjoy this special kind of happiness, superior happiness, extraordinary happiness. So that is why then we need to abandon self-cherishing and being concerned with the welfare of others, and always strive to rid ourselves of selfishness and work exclusively for the benefit of others. So it says, Shantideva said, let us work exclusively for the benefit of others and rid ourselves of selfishness. So it is a kind of a a kind of a instruction or kind of a plea from Shantideva, kind of asking us to really just work only for the benefit of others and to abandon any kind of selfish, self-centered attitude.
Nda dina shen chen da gi dewa shen la tya da shen gi dunga da la ne ani da jin de ma je wa ina ta du sanje kombo do ta me to ya pa sha to me to ya pa sha shu de ni ko la de mi gi da de ji phun sun so ba de yong thu ma le si ni ko la mi gi de ji zan yong ma le si she ge ma le da shen ma je na la mi gi de ji yong ma le si she ge ma le de ji cha ba chen la de mi gi de ji cha ba chen che ra phun sun so ba da cha ba chi ge ra o de yong thu ma le si
And if we do not make this perfect exchange, if we fail to give our happiness to others and to take their sufferings on ourselves, then we will not be able to gain this perfect, the state of this perfect happiness, state of Buddhahood. That is this extraordinary kind of a state of perfect happiness. And then, but even in samsara, we'll have no joy, and we won't be able to have a better rebirth as a man or. As a human or as a god
tadina shin da shin jiwi ge ne da shin jin ne da shin de ma je ba ina a chen de ge le ga jaw de sen ya kan du tu ma re se kare chen ne du tu ga ma re se ne pe na ra ma so da ji pen bo ji la yo bo ji yo ba ina yo bo de ta ji yo ji cha bo de ne ji ka len ra bo de ne ji te che ba ina da se ma to ne ani ran dewa thoya ge che rani ji pe de ji thoya ge de ne ji bo Chetawaina, and a cogit pimbo de lega, there's a tama cogit, yojit chene, and that lega de Yabu Lerochimara, Kaisan Kodi Kale de, and lega de Cheshawina, Pacho Pembo del Pentogra. Deep pent under the load of many, Rani, dewat on the load of the Nedine, Chick this, Chick, Mig Mantonsa, Chawaina, and Lansa, Chick lega de uni, and the little de de adro, Chick Yobo de Cashiera. Dinan Shinda, Pembo de Kuroyan, Chick, Jinda de Pes, Senatawaina, and it. Lega lenye de la co sanotani, and it call a chick this lachando tegora. Young cron, lega lenye de la chick, sano de me, shendung, somebody maybe Johnson at any, and a ranchinzic law, senna de ginzini. Colani, pesha tegwemara, lachade. Then a pesha mate, ta jindadigi, yobo de la pesha mate, carson, senna yora, yobo de la co, ninja, ta de la pesha mate, and a calicarten, jendeng, senyamara. I yobo digi. Jinda de Lega, the Magina, call a Kanga Tigger, Tinny, call Jinda de Legic, Pa Shending, send Yomara, Rani, the Wanda, which Kilin, Dera, Tenora, and Dinin Shalatin, Karichum, or said Tama, Jinda Kuronki, Lega Yamando, and Yobo de Layan, Chick Lasha, Sayada, Kunya de Yamara, the Ninchala Kayam, Lega Kayan Dumasan, or the Nimbulas. Tinida, Manzo Dashin, Jenny, Kanda, Shending, send the Mavaina, and the Chima, that Sanjiki Composia, Chick Dechi, Yunsia, Pasha, to Sindilaya.
So, if we look a little bit at this difference between so those two kind of attitudes on a kind of ordinary level, if we are concerned with ourselves or concerned with the welfare of others, then if we do not work, it says, if we do not work for the good of others, changing places with them, we feel we fail to achieve even the goals of our present existence, and then. So not even the one in the future lives. And so, for example, when people, you know, like a servant or people working for others, employees, then if they are kind of a dishonest, they don't, you know, feel any concern for the person they're working for, then they'll be lazy, they won't be each time they would have an opportunity to kind of not do the work they're supposed to do, then they would do so, they won't. So in the end, they won't be able to accomplish anything. On the other hand, also, if the person who is the employer, then if he doesn't give enough money, just tries to get work out of the people without giving anything back because of stinginess, because of not being concerned by others, because of not thinking, oh, maybe they need a little bit more money before, maybe they need a little bit more comfort or a little bit better situation, but not concerned with that. Just try to get the most out of them without giving as little as possible. Also, then the way the people would work won't be effective, and the work won't be accomplished. So, we see that even not, let alone the reaching enlightenment, but even in this life, in the work of in the ordinary work of this life, if we're just concerned with ourselves, then we won't be able to accomplish, and compared to how much we'll be able to do if we're concerned with the welfare of others, with the benefit of others.
Dadi kandar chik ngazo zodan ro da dis ma cha dine chen da bu lo wera kar sene chik zoda da bo de ge pesha ma bo la cha ten ne me ko ge chik ju de de ma bo chi nyu ro re ten ne sena che ne rani pe chu bo chan de lo ye ra da chik pe chu bo chan de lo ran da chin sing ani dina shin chen da lega le nyen de so ge da chik jinda de ge lega de yabo ma le wa yin ne ko ge chon de so bu ne da jinda de la kang ga che re ten ne अनि सानो द मांखो बचे तने जिंदा द मेन रोदी सो ले ले छ लेगा या बमाले दिनी थामा देला द जि सोरे दे त जि छों दे बुलोंग द ओ दिस थामा गंदर बुने द घरे छ गोरसे दे दिनी जिंदा कोरोना या द दिग या खेसों दे दिनी दिनी मा छन छेने द गोंबे द मिन रया छलो गोरा अन लेगा लेने द सो या कोरोना द सोरे द बुने दे दिनी लेगा ले सरांग मरा दिनी दिग तोगे के जि लाचे दे त दिनी मेवा छलो गोरा ओ दिने द निका के गंदर जि लेगा द मिन रुबा दिने युंगदा ता पेंसु निचा पे निचा के पेंसु निचा ल चिक सांबा सोंबो या बयना तने को जिंदा दिगे या फाचो लेगा नेने तसो ल चिक पे पेंसिंग के तोने चिक लाचा या पेशा ट्रे सना मे भी तोने न लेगा नेने तसो कि या जिंदा दिगे लेगा मचेना ता कोचि कांगा ठे करे छों मानडोंगे छरे तने चिक सांबा सोंबो रे येना ने लेगा दिन बेजेन छे वयना को दिस सोडा दि पे या जेन रोरा ओदि इन दिता कांदर ए जेन ला ने शेंदे के लो यो बयना ता दिने यूं रस कासी मैं भाई ना अंचिंदे के लेगा यहाँ ता दिने मिंडू भाई यूं रस
and so we see that so with this example that if the employer is only concerned with just getting richer and so cannot afford to give enough money to those people working for him then also then the work won't be accomplished so well and on the other hand also if the people working for him the employees then are just kind of concerned with their own kind of well-being or always want to kind of give in to inactivity to laziness as soon as the employer is not there is not around and they stop working and waste the time away then in this way, then the work also won't be accomplished. So we see that because of if we have this kind of self-centered attitude, because of the boss and the employees having this self-centered attitude, then what will happen is that the work won't be accomplished. If the work is not accomplished, then they will make less money. So for the boss who wants to make more money, always more money, then his goal won't be achieved. For the employees, they won't have their wage also. Because then the company will start to lose money, and so they lose their job. So also their own kind of a goal won't be accomplished in that. Whereas if there is this really healthy relation between the boss and the employees, then where they're concerned, where the employees are concerned with the achievement of the goals of the of the boss of try to concern with his own kind of welfare, and then if the also at the same time, then the boss is concerned with his the welfare of his employees and is kind of generous with them and make sure that they have enough money and they have a good good conditions to work in, then the company would accomplish much more. And both aims, the aim of the employees and the aim of the boss, will be accomplished in this way.
Deje da dini ma dajin je da dajin je ge ores xing da dajin je na kende si je ge ores da de je ge chun ro pe kende ores na ani da yobo de ge gandar kuron lele che ne lega le ma gen ne da nyone da wache da lele che de ya la da ko dewa chim bo yara de pe ga bo yara ta dida ani kharejje go rese ti ki dewa dida ani kharejje go rese jabo digi lega ka se me jinda digi ta lega do ya ke lega le go no ko dunga ra yo ta dil ga go yo mara ti ni je go rese lega le ya ke ta dunga chi ra lega le du ko dunga chi yo re ka nga chi ra dida lega le ma ge le de chona ko pe chi bo yo re ko ka nga yo mara 어디니 거 제도 고레스 다 디니 제 맞도나 되니 고데르레 대야기 도셰체 가세이네 레가데 치 레마구나 트인코데 레가데르 주이데 거라 안 잡어데 가레 가세 진다다 뱀본다 어디 가르체 고르스데 거기 아니 요버데 페샨다 라제 트마구나 다페 가웨르 거 대원다고지 디 디 가웨르 디다 가르체 고르스데 pesha tredi ko gagyo mara dunga ta ngi gi chik lo nyu de sa ta nyur ndo du pesha tre na nga la ani pesha nyur ndo du ten ne sen den do che dik dunga yo ra o de dunga de na tre ma gona ko pe ga gora o de tre ma gona ga ya ki dunga de wa de da ani tre ya ki dunga de ni ani je ne je go sta de je ma to wa ina de ne sen de ge de hen de men ru bi tsu ta gi ko nda la de gi peshe sa o de je tsu ani de ne s je go res yo bo kro ngi lega le magen le le de chon ko pe ga we re de da lega le ya ki dunga ti ni je go res pembo de ge ani yo bo de la ani pe sha tri ma go na ko pe ga we ra ani di de wa de da ani tri du ko da dunga yong ra ta ngi pe sha ma bo zo ten sen de ma bo yong ra di dunga ti ni je lo to ko res
and so what kind of exchange should be should they practice? Well, if the servant or the employee does not give up the pleasures of inactivity, and if the master or the employer does not give up the pleasure of not paying the wages, then and if they do not gladly assume the discomfort of work on the one hand and payment on the other, then they will fail to make the this exchange, and the needs of and goals of this life will never be accomplished. So this is what they need to exchange. On the one hand, that's for the for the employees, there's this pleasure of inactivity and this kind of suffering and discomfort that's associated with actual work, and so they need to exchange that, this kind of the pleasure of the inactivity and the discomfort of the work. And for the employer, there's this kind of pleasure not paying wages, basically, of keeping his money for himself, and then because and then when giving. When paying wages, then this is there's a suffering that's associated with a kind of pain of, you know, seeing his own kind of possessions thing going away from him. So this is the kind of thing that need to be that he needs to exchange the pleasure and the paying wages and the with the payment or the suffering of the payment. So those are the exchange that they need to do, because if they fail to do so, then the needs and goals of this life will never be accomplished. They won't be able to accomplish
what they are aiming at. 다신 제와 빠니 아니 푼선 쪼비게 대시 참아 당어서 매바 소자 그랬어. 네 매바 소네 아니 옌 생전라 내반다 메라 마음보치네. 에 동역이 좀 마음보치 두고 이랬어. 나도서 참아네 런더라 몸바 런자 가래이 아니 파빵고 여기 직 미게와 가래이 어디 런더 쳐야 되라 당어서 몸비 온게다 드네 중고 그랬어. 네 몸비 온게 직네 통화다 만통이게 능은 미세바 마보 직소 단도내셔 그랬어. 맞아 뭐서 통도 이야기 등아 내가 난신 뉴스 맞아 그 통마트 이야기 등아 마음보시 지역에다 주대 저 다음도 내네 대식에다 주다 대식 참아 봐 유시하고 그랬어 어디인데 다디 가르쳐 그랬어 됐네 그래서 직 단다 봐도 최라 러정 지야라서 봐다 최라 냐네 지야 어디서 참아 건리 미야바 토네 아니 직 런더라 뭐네 다디 온기 때문에 중국 그랬어
And so it's because we kind of fail to discriminate correctly between the causes of happiness and the causes of suffering, that we engage in all those actions that just create more suffering, because we're not clear about what to adopt and what to reject, and we just create more suffering for ourselves in the, and others in this life and future lives, and that it is that the this practice, by means of this practice of exchanging ourselves and others, then we'll be able to give rise to the to happiness for ourselves and others. But then the thing is now, because of not being clear about what to adopt and what to reject, because of our mind basically not being, because of being untrained in the Dhamma, we haven't really trained in the Dhamma, so we are not clear about what we should do, what we should adopt, and what we should reject. And so therefore, because of that, then engage in all those negative actions, those actions that are harmful for ourselves and for others. And he says, so seen and unseen, or meaning that create suffering, that are seen and unseen, meaning suffering that we can readily see. We can readily see the kind of suffering that is caused by our action, and this is some kind of suffering that we can't see right now, but then would also come about as a result of all those negative actions that we've done.
Ani chik chun dan da xin jiwa yin na ta chi yun de mabu xie san o dezo chan ma jun sen de le tene da ta chi go ani da xin jie go gore se ne ba dini ma dangan rabu nani dini jiwa ngon si xe ngda ta yin chi min chi ki jie go gore se ta chi to chuan su ani jie to ba jie xa se ne ma dangan rabu nani dini jiwa ngon si xe ngda u dini de ta ganda jie go ya ki jun sen da jie da xin jiwa yin na ani chik pin yun ma jie ba yin na ani chun yun rabu mabu xie san o de ha kwa chi ne da dini ma ta chi to dini je to ba che go re sin ba dan ba na ni dini je wa ngo de shi ngo
de kan es go re de
de na se de ta ko ndo la da shi ma je wa yin na jun dan je wa ge de pe yo ma bo shi sa o de jum sen de na se ta jun sen ra bo shi nge bar je go ba se de ta chik da shi ma je wa yin na ne ko sen de ki le ga yin tu tu ma re Nenan shin yi da tatu sanje kumbha yin rutung ma re xie san. Da nga zo ki gharche gore neko tsendala dechi na jewa chi ma dechi. Nenan shi sanje kumbha toya ki che to da nga zo mechang che gore. O tindi da tindin daba yi na ngebar to tachi do da shin je go gore se. An je toba je go gore se ma danga na ne. Choron so de nyanen de dine je go gore a se ne so zo ki tsa yi na mege ma danga rabu na ngda. O di nan shin da ya ze chi mo xie wa lam kongi. Then I saw Tinde la deji dan, Java Chima la deji, then I sanje kumbun deva yina. And dashing ever to jegores, dashing ever to jesha asune, Madanga nogres. The damba the nani, didn't it? The damba the nyamdoleta, dashing jeva, wunda which, Jesu wunda which, shivers.
Just not nyamdu, chido,
less. Jesu wunda which that. Candes jegoreta, Jesu wunda with that candidate, said Luci. In either. Kāngi tī sōke jēsū dē tā ngō rō shēng dā yīnā yī tā dīnī mā dāmbā dē nāni dīnī chīk ngō nē chīk jē nā shīng kī tā ngō rō.
And now we come to this next section where it explains that so So it says, the title says, so therefore the exchanging oneself and others is an absolute necessity. And so Shantideva urges us to develop exchanging self and others, and by giving actual instruction on how to exchange oneself and others. So in this section says, so therefore, meaning that here, this is what we've just explained. If we want to accomplish our goal in this life and future lives, especially if we want to reach enlightenment, then we have to exchange ourselves and others. Exchanging oneself and others is an absolute necessity. So this is what. So therefore, Shantideva says you really have to exchange yourself and others. This is what is. This section is about, and within that section then would explain or talk somewhat about the actual practice of exchanging self and others.
That day in Chigi Kareshi was the Dajin Jewa Mudiki Yelanda was Shiver, Kangitsuki, Yen Tamdalayada, Ran Chinzin Toya, Dinashi, Da Chinzin Chewaki, Chunda, Yen, Zo Chibi, Yendeman, which is on. This is Dajin Jewa Muki Yenache. That Dajin Jewa Mudi, that Dima. Xing da, da xin jiwa ngu de. Da di yin chi ki rang jin zin ki lo de la jun yu re si. Di nang xin xin tang du lian gu gu re si. Da cham da xin jiwa ki yin lan da wu xin da. Da ngu xin da wu de. Da di ni ma. Da xin jiwa ki ngu xin da wu di ni xie gu re si. Ngu xin da di ni la ko gu re si. Nga ba jie gu ba dang ba. Jiwa ngu xin xing da. Da di da xin jiwa ngu xin. Kang ki di so ki da xin jiwa ki ngun dung da wu yin lan da wu xin da xin.
So we say the actual practice of exchange is because the what has been explained before, a kind of a aspect or like preliminary, if you want, to this when we explain about how to take the place of others with enthusiasm, how to get rid of self cherishing, how it is the kind of the qualities that come from regarding others as most important and the defects of seeing oneself as most important. Those are kind of a branch aspect, if you want, like a preliminaries to this actual practice of exchange, and this is what is explained now, the practice itself.
Nubigeta chick the near lay mamboyra, penna, rana neage, jadan, dinner shitty, and it den. And that chick mima in the nigger, rana, so never under which anything, Lula den shoes the chick, not under the yungura, or the little one. Then I shinta, chick jensen, to no shindagita, to do lass of what, jensen get a never yungura. Then I shinta, quandala, chivigetunga, navidunga, tachivitunga, the mamuchi. And sentala yungura, tachiwa chimang in song dunga lass of. Kare yungwa yinna ya, ta dindegi dunga tsama ki tsawa de kare chade waresa de dine danzin, nganzin de la dine yungwa resa. Nga tsani, nga siya dan, da siya de tsani madruba la dine, nga dan, da dun zine. Ode nganzin de la dine dine, kansun koye ke dunga jansu tawun de la, kadu yinna ya mata ne. Nde leshi nyingpung na ta kandara dunga mabu njo ne, leshi nyingpung ki tsawa de ta kandara nganso ke danzin de chade waresa. Ode yinna ta soso ke da dun zine, da la che 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 ne pe.
And so first it says that all the aggression and violence in the world and all the fear that there is, there's all many different kind of suffering, sorts of suffering, such as evil forces or snakes and so on. Whatever kind of suffering that we experience, together with all the sufferings of birth, sickness, old age and death, in all our lives, all come from grasping at the self. All come from this attachment to this I, to this self. And because of this self-clinging, then we experience all this suffering, all this the great demon, the ego clinging, that is the cause of all the suffering. Because of chasing the self, because of grasping at the self, we haven't, cannot be liberated from samsara. We don't find the way out of samsara. As long as we grasp at the self, we can't be liberated from samsara. As long as we grasp at the self, we experience suffering in the samsara. So the grasping at the self is the this great demon, the main cause for all the kind of aggression, violence, suffering that there is in the world that we are exposed to.
Tsawa de la ni ruta desam series. That ruta desam sia de kandar shinkaya maris, and so Ludanga yisona pe dancing, zimba chede shooting but chevate, and dila korugi tsawa ruta desam, dila ruta series. Jidan ruta sitting on so tachi temba shidini, senjana tsawa chedini, tenishila da ruta senichi, yuri tendera, yin a tenda tsawa de dan, monsuki, linga yisona, and dancing shooting but chevate. Tegara, that ruta chadigores. Odinde kamsun kwa de la ta nje sing de la la san de la che san ge kanda nje ta den se kan yo mars de den chama gin ju ne de ta ngzo dan zin de la de yu gores dan zin de ce che ne ne dan zin de me ba cha so an kamsun ko yi gin de ta den se de san ya kan yi tu ba yo mars odinde ni ji ko yi ge ta dung a ta de na xin de ta den se de sa ma ngzo dan zin de la de ne ni yu de gores
a chi ta
Jidan Ruta Siddhi da Tenpa Shibi kya dini Kansa Andi nanshi Senjian la Neva Che Tengi Dini Shila da Ruta Shivara Da di Ruta Senjian di pe Chik Chilo la Chik Yore Tene Maancha Ka Tende Kara Yine Tenda Ngoma da Soso Ki Sen Danzin Shukchenpo Che O di Kanda Ruta Chade Kara Shek Da Kasi Nani Danzin Shukchenpo Che Wala Tene Yen La Nye Che Kara Di Nanshi Yine Che Gewa Dezo Tsamanya Meba Socha Kara O Di Nde Da Kanda Kanda Mazogita, Rutan dos and the Nichi, which Nurcha and the Nichever, the Tenda, hung sending Dumatawa in the Chilok, Ruta, and Dutta Kayoman Shimda, Chutang with the young, and the Machilo Denda, the Zoe Chunola, and Jeta Denda, so Chug Sarchi, the Karachigos, the Sozo is sending Danzin the Sarchigos. Danzin the Sarchi Matawa in the Nichilok and Jeta Denda Zoe Kayan, and the Sarchi to your Mavaso de Yamaras, and the Mamusunida, that could be Zawadi.
So there are three rudras, which are the causes of samsara, the root of samsaric existence, and they are the three types of ego clinging, those associated with thoughts, or with mind, with word or speech, and with actions, body. And so this ego clinging is the mighty demon of the three worlds. So he's the those three types of ego clinging are the real cause for samsara, for all the suffering and all the pain in samsara. Because sometimes when we talk about rudras, then we understand some kind of evil spirits that are harming the teachings or are harming people. But actually, the real rudras are the ego clinging, those different types of ego clinging. As long as it is because of ego clinging, that grasping at the self, that we can be harmed, that we are harmed, is because of the strong grasping at the self that we are harmed. It is because of the grasping at the self also that we do things that are harmful to the teachings, that are that lead to destruction of the teachings. So therefore, this is what we've been explained by all the teachers, and especially the teachers of the church, such as Machik Labdrun, where they explained that how do you want to try to overcome the outer demons, the outer evil forces, when you haven't even tamed yourself? How can you tame those when you haven't tamed even your own mind? So the actual evil spirits, evil forces that need to be tamed is this ego clinging within our own mind.
That is so. Because that logic, then the mambo here, and just now, because that rank is sent it, say much about it. That is saying the chill logic here, train it, then the latin chundunda, madajuni, this time, rank is singing, latin chungu of a machine, that Dylan truni, kind of logic mambo here. Then it, this is a candor, the nature, chickso, latin, gas and red, a dance at the time, singing chundu. And rangi dancing shoe jam with chim. Or delatin in the co, singing chundun da wichin, then chilola chick bear. And jig singing the shinansa wonder with the nichi, no de ora. That the summer counter, dancing, saw de la tourist. Or then that the nigg dancing the cassi mapong part of that counter, coy dunga de pant humorous. Penang also made the laban and sinne, made pa mayuk part of lava de coat, see there the coat, pant humor. Made pa mayuk part of the coat, cigarette, and then see at the panguna. Make it see the dunga the pangona, then made pa yugo or the nationalist. Then the dancing the mabong, but that dunga de koi dunga the pont who yamaris.
So there are many stories that illustrate that, and particularly related to the chu, and in which then it is said that, you know, they illustrate very much how because of not having tamed our own mind, then outer appearances manifest in a way that is kind of harmful for us, kind of in the form of harmful spirits or harmful forces. But it is just because of not having realized that this is just a manifestation of our mind, and when we realize that this is just due to the manifestation of our mind because of our ego clinging, then those disappear and do not harm. And so they just manifest because of ego clinging, all those outer kind of forces manifest out of ego clinging because of not having realized selflessness and still grasping at the self. And so if we want to remove all the suffering, then we need to remove the cause of it, that is this self-cherishing, this ego clinging. And that is as in the example, if you have a if there's some fire in your hand and that burns your hand, then if you want to stop the pain of being burnt, then you need to throw away the fire. As long as the fire stays in your hand, then there'd be this, you'd be burnt, more and more burnt. Whereas, and it is only when you get rid of the fire, then they will stop burning your hand. So it's the same also. If we need to abandon, in order to abandon all the, eliminate all sufferings, then we need to abandon ego-clinging, self-cherishing.
So since the ego clinging is the root of every suffering in this and future lives, then we need to eliminate it. And in order to free ourselves from any kind of suffering, then to free ourselves and to free others from suffering, then we must abandon this kind of attitude of cherishing ourselves, but instead replace it with cherishing others. And so this is the training that we must give ourselves. So we must cherish others in the same way that we not cherish ourselves. Because the situation now, if you look, is that we just completely concerned with our own welfare, completely cherishing ourselves, and so this kind of attitude then we need to replace with cherishing others, with seeing others as more important than ourselves. And so in as it says in the text, every effort must be put in this training our mind, training ourselves progressively in developing this kind of attitude of being more concerned by the welfare of others than our own welfare.
And
So with this this practice of chö, there's kind of stories associated with that, and one of those is that there was a tradition in Tibet in the old days in Tibet, and they were when they were practicing the chö, then the different lamas of the monastery then would go in the evening in turns onto this channel grounds or extremely scary places and to practice the chö, and so one every evening would go, and so there was this monastery there where there was like there's four main lamas, and three were like really high lama, very regarded, and there's this one was a lama, but then people were just, you know, quite humble, and people didn't, you know, very much look up to him, and so the first lama went and to do the practice, and so he arrived in this, you know, really fearsome place, and then there's a cave up there, so they were practicing the chö there in this cave there, and so practice, but then in the next he didn't come back, and the second lama also went and did not come back, and the third one same went to this, you know, a terrible place and in the cave and the practice and never came back, and so that was determined that the fourth one to go, this lama who not that people, you know, think bad of him, but just didn't think that he had any kind of particular realization or anything like that. He didn't, you know, he was not really, you know, especially good in practice or anything, like it was not especially realized, or but then and so he went to practice and so get to that cave there, and which was he was, before starting to practice, he just wondered, you know, what happened to them, you know, why didn't they come back, and he couldn't see, but then this cave was kind of, you know, kind of isolated in a kind of height, then you have this river down there, And he just pondered and tried to understand what happened. But he couldn't see anything. He didn't see them. He had, he had no idea. And so he thought, well, maybe they fell over. So he had this long hair. So he planted purba in the rock there, and then tied his hair to the purba before starting his practice. And so then he started practicing the sutra. And as he practiced, he has this kind of a really clear kind of a appearance of a really beautiful plain with flowers and things like in the meadows, like in Tibet they have. And then his brother coming on a horse. And his brother is coming and is crying. He's like, what are you doing here? Our father just died. You should come and, you should come home and do not stay here and do this, take my horse and go, And so, I should go. And then, so he was about to go on the house. So there's this, metal piece you put your foot, stirrup. The stirrup. So you put your foot in, and then you jump on the horse. And then when you do that in Tibet, there's this tradition, and that to pray to one's root guru. So saying Lama Keno, and then praying, making a prayer to one's root teacher. And so he had this habit. So even though he was in this vision there, then this kind of strong habit then came back as he went. So he put the first foot there. He was holding the kind of horse and was about to jump and saying Lama Keno. And then suddenly he must have moved also, because he started pulling on his hair, and that kind of reminded him of where he was and what he was doing. And he just realized, he saw that his hand was on the edge of the cave, his foot also on the edge on the ground, and so he was about just to jump over and fall there. So there he realized that this is what happened to the others while they were practicing. So the thing is, so with the this practice of chur, this is something that we need to be a bit careful of, and there's plenty of stories like that. But then also what we see here is that all this kind of a negative kind of influences, this kind of evil influences, were just manifested by the mind. It was just, he still has this grasping, this kind of strong grasping, like when he saw his brother and said, go to see your father, and he has this grasping. So it was just the mind that manifested all those, and the moment he kind of realized, then they dissolved.
Tā dēche dēne māmbō yara dōng kāndāra, yīne yāndā jīk tsāma sēngi nzīma yīmbā āgō wāche, dēla tsāngshā nī tīwa nā yīna.
There are many such stories, much more stories like that, and then the book, maybe today we just leave it here. If you have if you have questions. Davide.
So basically, if we ask others to do something for us, we will be reborn as servants, asa. But if we do things for them, we will reborn essentially with a position of leadership, and we will have servants again. Then we will be reborn as servant, because we had servant with stuff for us. So does it go back and forth like that forever?
Cycle of samsara, is it?
Di ngasat ne. Di lat ne ngasat ne. Chenyo yobo yena. Ani ngasat ne kyo chema ne ngaso yobo cha yeres. Tene mi lat ne yobo cha wa ina.
Ani.
Ani to chema ne yang ngasat ne.
Bumbu yomur.
Bumbu yomur wa. Tame da wo chi mindo. Tamida which mean do it, as a young pumpo chara. Pumpo in at a yobo yoro. Yobo yodi samarana, young yat in the yobo chara. The Tamida which chara.
Tamie, alele.
Tamada within the yuris.
That is a major red that could in Chikuan and Sansang as a Jabucha, Kansa Yobucha, Sansan Chubucha, Sansa Chubucha, Dine, Chikondo de Ura. Uchignaji, young Marcanda. That in it remaining gun that they do remain younger. Jawadi and Sangin de Rami remain younger mother. 그 타치도 되네 이제 축보네 축보 축보네 축보 뱀보네 뱀보네 백가래 가버라 가르선 산산 뱀보 내고도 야 내가 도자치 거래 야 거기 되게 남이게 마사 야 맞자고 자고도 야 내가 상보제야 제드네 제 거티 즉 타라고 투야면 저전에 니니 진로대 거라 담에 담에는 거제
Yeah, it's sort of, yeah, kind of this endless kind of, you know, circling and then the following that we are first we're like the boss, then we're the employee, then we are the servant, then we are, you know, the slave, and then we are the boss again, and then we are, you know, this we circle in the samsara with all those experience of happiness and suffering, and then, you know, going from a higher position to a lower ones, and, you know, experiencing all those again and again in this kind of, in this way. It seems so it's not like you'd find yourself in a position where you're like in a very good position and then, you know, stay in that very good position again and again after a good position after a good position after a good position or bad position after bad position after bad position. It's not like that. It's just this circling that's just going up and down. And for example, if you're in a position of leadership, then you may have to do some slightly negative actions that could happen. And so as a result of that, then you had a bad rebirth and experienced some suffering. But then you can be in a very difficult situation and yet accomplish certain positive actions that would lead you to have a better rebirth after that. So it's just this continuous kind of, that's the samsara, just continuing.
So this strategy would be, the good one would be, even when we get eventually to a position of, on a better position, to still continue to kind of work for others and not take advantage of the situation.
What do you say, take advantage of the situation? So what's the question?
It seems to say, okay, once don't let other people do stuff, but try to do it yourself or help others so that in the next life you're going to have a position of leadership and you will have people working for you, but then point if in that life you take advantage of that and you go back to previous. So doesn't mean that then once you are on a position of being in control, you should continue to, you know, somehow not take advantage of the situation. What do you have to do to give it away, or do you, because if you stay in that position, eventually you will use other people's, you know, lives somehow.
They're going to work for you, whatever, and you're going to go back. So
what do? You give it up? Or
what do
you...
To get it again. Same player,
shoot again, to get
that.
You know the not to stay forever. The extra ball, where you get it from. So, yeah. Tening as the... Tening as the... Pempo chawai na tene? Yang... Tene kaya chawai is... Tene yang kya tene mijini tana wa tene kaya se ti...
Kalsi, Chene, Yen, Yo Chejo and Rani, Pembo Channel is Shenda. That is some carriage over the Rani, that Shiva Chima, Pembo Dawda, Chubunda, Yuyagi Cheddar, didn't Debug Cheddar, didn't Shenla, Pachi, Yo Juyadan, Cheshaw in a Daco, Java Chima, Chubunda, Pembo Daw Chawa in a Yanda, Diggy, Shirachi, Kanda Pendo Yumda. And Diggy, Yan Dig Tola Le, Migo and Omambo, Sunny, my Java Chima, Yonda Channel, that so carriage over the Shenla, Pendulo, Rani. Deci Yuyagi Chedon, Deva de Kunon de Pa, Jenny, Jenna Pa Deci Toyagi, Jenbengi Pa Samba Tony, and the Hena Yojuatan Pembache. Oh, the Neche coin and the Neche Chimalas, Kandarachi Rani, and Chi Misagi Pembo Sayado, the Ne Majuma in the Ayan, Jawa Titolachi Rani, Les Zambo Sani, and Hena Shembena Tsuntuba, dine yungurus. Ta digi tola yang dine chewa ina, dine kale, kale rinpeshin da ya yenden chewa la kone, dine nganso ki rangi joki dunga diso ta, ta tanzin diso nyuru 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 dhone, dine sarangi yenden diso rinpe, yendu chene dine ya rinpeshin da ya sanje yungurus. Di ma yin ba ta chewa chima la chi penpo dan juzen lan che maa, chi raya ki che to dine yen la chi penta ya dan yo che shawa ina, ta digi nrebu ki kon nrebu ten ten migra ina ya, ta digi tola miya digi chi chupo dan penpo chunga ina ya, Tadiki kanda shira pendo wangda. Yine ko yendoyon chen shadi diki namin ki ranshu ge chewa chima la chupo dan chik pembo rawa dinde rani la chik yon rawa dan junyen rawa dan roba chenye da ranshu ge yungu yores. Di yunya ki cheto ngan soge da kuno de kia yomaras. Tso mani yenben ki cheto pa lo che. O dine che wores. Da yine ya ko rani ki yen la jimba tonya dan ane yen la pen ta isha yawa yina Diki nami di chewa chima la ranshu ki kwa juzei lanche yun dewa ta ranshu ki rani mi shenda ki chik penpo na shin o dinde chi yun gu yores yina yanta dinde ki yun ya ki chet kuno de che yu maras kuno de meba yina ya kwa chik gewa de ki shu la dinde yun gu yores
Well, the thing here that is like helping others or like serving others with this kind of motivation of you know, thinking of their welfare of the benefit of others. If you're like serving others because in order to get this, you know, good rebirth as a kind of a king or whatever, or kind of a boss, or then this is not the kind of attitude. There won't be much benefit in doing that. Because if you do that, if you have this kind of attitude, this kind of motivation, then you may kind of have this kind of rebirth as a, you know, kind of a position of leadership, but then in the course of it you'd accumulate a lot of negative actions, and so you end up anyway as a servant at some point or another. So the thing is to act for the benefit of others, to basically have this motivation, this concern for the welfare of others, to abandon any kind of a selfish attitude, but then to want accomplish the benefit of others, and not to act, not to serve others with this kind of view, I'll get a better rebirth after that, I'll be the boss next time if I really serve them well. So this is not the kind of that won't really work actually as a kind of a attitude, but the point here is to develop this kind of altruistic kind of a mind of being more concerned by the welfare of others, of just serving others because of wanting to help them and not because we want to gain something for ourselves.
I thought the bodhisattvas on the bhumis were above any type of suffering. They were free from it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's mentioned that the slightest pain is like their whole fire is, the whole body is on fire. If they take on the suffering of all the hell beings, how are they still able to practice the Dharma? Isn't it impossible to do that in the hell realms? Due to the amount of suffering there, it's not possible to practice the Dharma. So if you take that.
Well, what's the first thing, the body on fire thing?
At the very bottom?
And so if that, even the slightest suffering of others is like...
So if you take on the hell being suffering, which is meant to disable the practice of Dharma, because all they're focusing on is the suffering,
mm-hmm.
How can they continue to progress on the bodhisattva path to the higher beings?
The koala tene chanshu sanpa tene konso ki dungal pala chitan tene nyongyo maris tene
sikaya.
Ani yang tene nga so te kasa di shunni nga nga so ki tene nga so sangye tene chanshu sanpa tene konso te semshin shenpa tene konso tatu zine. Ani semshin shenpa ki dungal chung chung la yang tene konso ki zubo te men taraya da oge dungal dawa te nyongi duus danda te dungal chung chung usina men taraya ki dungal dawa nyongwa ina ani konso ki nyelwa ki semchen ki dungal tene konso ki tandu lena konso te pe dungal chenpo chagi rola danda yi duyan nga so ki nyelwa ki semchen di so konso chu kaya chene dhubtu ki mi duus konso ki dungal pe chenpo nyongne ani konso ki chu la dhoya ki semba khaan legi mi duus
다 대기값 창출 선발이 또 양 공소기 빼 동안 전부 된 영내 때문에 공소 양 때문에 직받아 오차기를 했으니 공소 양 줘야 되네 간데스 이게 됐어 아니 공소 양 때문에 그 산에 컨디터와 줘야 돼 간데스 쪽에 된다 생기고 방 답도 안 되네 간데스 때 내가 그랬어
근데 전주 선발이 살아 동아 용구야 말해 동아 탄도 렌스디 신기 동아 렌샤디 소소라 동아 되네 용구야 말 짠이 나서 게다 가르시 그러스디 전주 선바데 속이 신기 동아 참아 줄 레네다 데서 서그레스 신다 빼는 녀와라고 지를 전주 선바데 녀와라 팬이 녀와라 동아 녀데인데 속이 녀외 동아데 랑 줄 렌샤와이나 신진디기 동아 녀와나 시랑기 동아데 녀고야 말해 코 가르스나 동아기 짜와데서 참아 전주 선바다 산제데 속이 동아기 짜와 단신디 빵샤고라 디 빵사디 신기 동아 줄 레네야 랑나 동아 용구야 말 간다 파초기 미디게다 둥아데 출렌샤 그르데 렌샤디 나초고 테나 파초기 미디게 둥아데 대가랑 콜라야 소와 둥아데 용구레 테네거라 이네야 디 용구요 말 파초데라 간다다 둥아데 메바차로 출렌세디 렌세디 파초데게 둥아데 렌샤디 코로나 메바차로레 이네 디 둥아데 디네 초조디 간나 미노고요 말 간다 다데 코 니반다고 지게 파기 둥아데 메바소자라 디 메바소지 셴 둥아 초 탄도 렌세야다 Denashi, Ranki Luso, Patani, and then Shenama Dunga Naviki Dunga, the Mavasai, the Peshati, or Luso Tanja, the Dunga Yusa, the Tendera, Inea, Kusola, Ludo, so the Jimba Tanja, the Dunga Yumur, and there. Cassi Dunga Nasonashi, Luso Tanya, the Dunga, the Juguena, and then Luso Tantumara. What in the that is so? Can the Dunga San Yumurus? She Sanjay and Chanju Samba, the Jendangi Chido, she Yank Dunga Tantalaya, the Ranki Luso Tanya Kitchik. Dunga tandal yanchinga, odi, dunga the crunchal, dunga yungyamar. Chang umba the so, sonu shudi. Chashina the son on zero watching the dunga yungura. Chang umba the coat son on zero di. Pe chiboyer, pe gabo. Draw watching boy, coat son on zero. Carriage chagos, a crunchon do the chiboyer mother, cause chibomena, coat carriage in a draw watching son zero. Mudina shares there. Co men on a chayana, rank Luso Jimata, now namel a pair this summer. Can the dunga yungyamars.
Well, it's not like that. Because, actually, bodhisattvas do not experience suffering. Because the root of suffering is grasping at the self. And this is something that they've abandoned. So they do not experience suffering the way we experience suffering. It's not... we experience suffering because of grasping at the self. This they have abandoned, so they do not experience suffering. For example, when bodhisattva goes into the hell realm to... help sentient beings and to take on the suffering of other sentient beings, then when they take the suffering of other sentient beings, it doesn't mean that they experience this suffering, because there's no grasping of the self, so they do not experience this suffering. It's more like in taking it, they eliminate the suffering. When they take it, then since they take it from this sentient being, then the sentient being doesn't have this suffering anymore. But then because they don't have this, it doesn't ripen in them, suffering. So in a way, what happens is that it eliminates the suffering. It's what they do. They have this capacity, this power of eliminating the suffering. There's no suffering involved in them. Like, for example, when bodhisattvas give their body, give their life, we think that if we give a body our life, there's a huge, tremendous suffering associated with that. But actually, there's no suffering. And it is instructed that if there's suffering associated with it, then not to do it. So they do it for the sake of others, and then they're able to do it because there's no suffering for them associated with that, giving their body, giving their life. And so it is like in the example of birds usually don't like water so much. But the ducks, they land on water, they dive, and they do all these things. And this is because they like the water. It's not like because there's a suffering for them in playing in the water, otherwise they wouldn't go. Joyfully. So whereas all the other kind of most of the other kind of birds, they don't like the contact with the water so much. So it's the same. The bodhisattvas do not experience suffering, and so they're able to do all these things for the sake of sentient
beings. Amade petsewa shuchimo chiyawaina, and then chilole chi chabana wotani chi drama chawde, and then rank kulot sama pulle the kavshawaina, rani unachin a tangu irine chik tramiki, soa de tani, sormatoni, karsan kupu the petsewa shuchimbera. That the day younger, worse than the day, mambo younger. Kodi la tsewa shu chenpo yena ane rani trana yana tsa ni kor trana de trana yuki dunga de tsa ni matso ne ko di la tsewa shu chenpo yara odi nani shen chene da chanju sempa de so shen ki dunga tanto ne kode shen ki dunga de tsu lemba yena yana dunga tso uye maras tsa ni dunga dende yung maras
and there's something we can understand also we can appreciate in our own experience also if we see that when we have really strong love or compassion for someone then we wouldn't feel also sometimes the pain and for example this child and then we go out and this really cold weather raining and so on and we give the child that we love so much all our clothes and whatever we wear in order to protect the baby from the rain from the cold then when we've done that then we do not feel the cold so much we just so like because of our love because of our concern for the child then we just give whatever we have and we're not, bothered by our own particular situation. So that's the same with the Bodhisattva, with this incredible love and compassion they have for sentient beings, that they are able to go through all these things that we usually consider as difficulties for the sake of others of sentient beings without feeling that it's something. So in this way, those examples, we can, come to appreciate a little bit that.
Gondri se yadi pe chik khenza ra. Nandu pe tsemo de la pe sende pe shu chenpo chik de la shu suma yina yin shu se yadi ra. Tsemo de yin shu de sende pe shu chenpo. Ani zubo dhangu yaba da trugo togu yaba zanyi ma zanyi hama gu ne. Ko tsemo de la sende chik shonro de. Trugo pe togu yore yine zubo pe dhangu yore yine zanyi chogu yama ra. Karisan ko tsemo de la pe sende shu chenpo de la yin rung ra. Dina shin chene chanju sambo desu. Shin dengi che da. Tsewa de shu chenpo chi chano de, teni shen ki dunga dan, rang ki lu so tang yan de se yan, tsa ni dunga, tso yo ma rasi.
Di, gomri si na gomshi.
Gomshi. Da ko pe, shen na pe pende ki lo de gonde ya, dina ki tsemo de le pe, sen de pe gomshi shu chenpo yara, pan zimba shu chenpo lo de. Ani nga so, supo tangu ya ba dan, trago togu ya ba, tsa ni kogu me da. Ani tsemo tsama tsa lo de, teni shen ni supo pe, tangu ya ba dan, trago pe, to de, di ba tsa ni tsa.
So, habits is something that is quite strange, actually. If you look at them, sometimes, when we... Some games we really like, and when we play those, we're completely absorbed in what we're doing. And we do not feel anything like thirst or cold or anything like that. We're just completely into it, just playing. And it's only when at the end of the game that we just realize we're just shivering and we're just so hungry and just want to sleep and we're just playing. So it's just because we're so used to the, to the game and have such a, strong grasping, habituated our mind to that, to this, strong grasping that we just don't feel anything. Apart from the games, is the same for the bodhisattvas with the welfare of others. So concerned because the mind completely busy with love and compassion for others, and concerned with others' welfare that they do not also in the same way then experience the suffering.